Unit 4. Recording 2. Luca.
Well, I've always loved sport and swimming. As a kid, I used to spend all my free time in the summer on the beach with my friends. We would swim or surf or just play about in the water. And there was always a lifeguard there on the beach. And I used to think, what a brilliant job. So when I left school, I trained to be a lifeguard. I really enjoyed the job for a few years. In the summer, I would work on the beach, and then in the winter, I would go skiing. It was my dream job. I loved it. But after a while, I started to get bored. I was just on this boiling beach all day, watching all the beautiful people, but I couldn't really enjoy myself, you know? I just had to stand there and watch. So I knew it was time to find something else to do.
Nicola.
I used to be an ice cream taster, and for a while it was definitely my dream job. I mean, can you imagine anything better than sitting at work eating delicious ice cream all day? I was in heaven. I was working for a big company with a team of food scientists, and our job was to come up with new ideas for ice cream flavours. So I suppose that was the problem. Because a lot of the time, we had to try new flavours like curry and lime ice cream or cheese and sausage, and we would have to taste it. And usually, it was terrible. Really disgusting. Now, most people would just say, yuck, I'm not eating that again. But unfortunately, when it's your job, you have to keep tasting it to see if they have made it any better. Sometimes we would taste 30 different ice cream flavours before lunch. So it wasn't all good.
Amy.
I was a professional shopper for a while. It was good fun at first. The lady I worked for was a television presenter and she needed outfits to wear on television, but she didn't have time to go shopping. So I would go out and buy clothes for her. And then she would try them on at home, and I would take back anything that was no good. It was a fascinating insight into how some people live. But as time went on, I realised she was impossible to please. One time, I had to buy her an outfit for a special event she was going to, and I bought her a few different things to try on. But she didn't like any of them, and she was really furious that I hadn't found her something different. It wasn't really my fault, but I lost my job soon after that.